The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start and or middle of your day. One thing I want to start the show on is explaining to you how I'm going about trading these markets at the moment. And the reason being is because, look, let's be honest, they're pretty darn sideways. If we have a look across the top 10 and, you know, a lot of the content, a lot of the videos that I've been putting out in the public domain has been about, you know, looking at how much the market's not really doing anything. And that's fine. I've got no issue with that. Like, that's not an issue. It's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. It's better to be going sideways than falling through the floor. In these periods of sideways markets, we do tend to see the emphasis being less about hype and more about building. I think that's really important for this space where we are right now. We need to allow the projects that have raised capital or that have, you know, that have got something to work towards, we need to let them work towards that and stop pandering towards their investors, i.e. I know they're not investors because everything's a utility token, right? They're just happy to support the project. They're not actually investors. We've got to let these projects build. When we get in a hype cycle, we tend to see this happen. We tend to see projects that are building, then basically try and fit in with their Telegram groups, their community, which is, we want to see the market move. We want to see money being made. We want to see our non-investment making returns. And therefore, they need to put a certain amount of energy into pulling that off. Now, that could be getting new listings, all these flash in the pan things that do get the market moving, do get that token moving, but don't do anything for that underlying business long term. So with the sideways market, I see it as a wonderful time to develop not just the projects, but yourself. It really is a good time to be educating yourself, learning. Of course, I'm going to say that I've got courses. Yes, I know. But in all honesty, it's the truth. You know, when the markets are sideways, it's a really good time because you don't have those distractions. You don't have that fear, that FOMO. You don't have that rush of blood right now. It's a perfect time to be learning. That being said, there are some really good opportunities out there. Now, if I talk to you about Bitcoin, it's been very sideways for a long time. Now, this opens up opportunities. Obviously, as you guys know, the alt market is, it does have its moments where certain projects will shine. And that's where I've been focusing my attention. Breakouts on Substratum. I think Zilliqa has a bit of a setup at the moment that's just lining up. We saw Ripple smash out against Bitcoin the week before. We are seeing opportunities come, but it's more so trading against the sideways market, which is Bitcoin. Now, usually we would find with crypto anyway that trading against the dollar would be the place where the most trends are because the dollar is relatively stable compared to crypto. Right now, the very interesting thing is that the big dogs, so the ones that you pair against, basically Bitcoin and Ethereum, Bitcoin obviously being the one with the most volume, that is stable right now. It is it's consolidated. It's just sideways, which opens up opportunities in these alt markets. And we are seeing some really nice trends coupled against Bitcoin right now. So that's where my attention is. And you need to focus on where to be. You know, going through and looking at the top 10, for instance, I mean, I'll have a look at it right now and tell you if I see anything. Ethereum, nothing. Bitcoin Cash, nothing. EOS, still sideways. Cardano, still sideways. Lumen, still sideways. NEO, still sideways. IOTA, still sideways. Ripple, sideways. And Litecoin, also sideways. They are all slightly down today, apart from Ripple, which is up 0.6%. But more or less across the board, these trends are not strong enough for me. And I do have clients that are coming to me, and they're saying, Craig, look, there's some booster trades. There's some Fibonacci booster trades on plenty of the top 10. Would you take them? I don't want to influence their decision at all, but my take on this is I'm waiting for strong direction. Now, if that direction does come to the downside, hey, that's fine with me. But if it does come to the downside, I want to wait until the momentum is there. Right now, the momentum is nowhere. It's neither with the buyers or the sellers. It's starting to tip over a little bit more towards the sellers, but it's just not strong enough yet for me to be really focusing too much of my attention towards it. So with the top 10 down roughly around 3% for the most part across the board, there's not a great deal of interest for me within those top 10s. It's focusing on trading against the Bitcoin pairs that I'm interested in, or even against the Ethereum pairs, if you can find anything there. I tend to trade the top 10 with Ethereum just for the simple reason that there's a bit more volume there for me, and I much prefer to do that. But there's not a great deal more to say on that matter, guys. I hope you have a fantastic day. Again, if you like what you hear, if you like what you see, please share it across your socials. Give me a like, you know, rate the podcast. It makes a big difference. And if you could, if you like it, I'd be absolutely stoked if you could write a review. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.